He said he felt overwhelmed, that praise from one of the men was the highest praise. The sergeants smiled at each other. They were feeling as happy to see Peacock going as he was to be going. The non-coms felt they had carried his load throughout Holland and the Ardennes. No one tried harder than Peacock, Christensen declared, but it was a job he was not cut out for. Peacock announced that Lieutenant Foley was taking command of the platoon. Then, with a cheery, "Good luck to you all," he was gone. As Peacock left, Father John Maloney brought Joe Toya back from the aid station in Bastogne in his jeep. He dropped Toya off by the road. Toya started walking across the field toward the front line. Winters saw him, his arm in a sling, heading back toward the front. "Where are you going?" Winters asked. "You don't have to go back to the line." "I want to go back with the fellas," Toya replied, and kept walking. That afternoon, January 3rd, Winters pulled 2nd and 3rd platoons, plus an attached bazooka team from the 10th Armored, out of the advanced position. He left 1st Platoon, temporarily attached to D Company, which, like most of the companies in the 101st, was down to 50% or less of authorized strength and needed help to maintain the MLR. 2nd and 3rd platoons began hiking back to their old positions in the section of the woods overlooking Foix. It was about 15:30. The lead units decided to take a shortcut across the open field to get to the foxholes before dark. The other units followed. The Germans saw them. When the men ducked into the woods, they noticed immediately that the Germans had zeroed artillery in on the position. There were shell holes and branches from tree bursts all around the foxholes. The shell holes were big, indicating heavy artillery, probably 170 millimeters. No one had to give an order. Every man went to work at once to strengthen the cover of his foxhole. Sergeant Lipton grabbed an axe and ran over to the nearest small trees, about 50 meters beyond his foxhole. He heard German guns open in the distance. There was not enough time to get back to his foxhole, so he jumped into a small open hole someone had started to dig and then abandoned. It was so shallow that even when lying flat in it, Lipton's head from his nose up was above ground. So he saw the first shells bursting in the trees. The sound was deafening and terrifying. The ground rocked and pitched as in an earthquake. The men from the bazooka team had no foxholes. Two of them were killed immediately, a number of others wounded. Sergeant Joe Toya was in the open, shouting orders to his men to take cover. "They always said, if you can hear the shells, you'll be okay," he recalled.